Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Georgia today. She'll be discussing policies that restrict abortion access. Her husband, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, spoke with ABC News and addressed Republican criticism that Harris has not implemented her proposed policies during her term as vice president.
The vice president is there as part of the administration, not leading the administration. So as president, she's going to be able to put forth her policies and plans and effectuate those.
Former President Donald Trump is off the trail today. He has a rally tomorrow in North Carolina. The House will vote today on a measure that would require the Secret Service to apply equal standards of protection to major presidential candidates and sitting presidents. A district judge in Kentucky, Kevin Mullins, was shot and killed in his chambers. The Letcher County Sheriff, Sean Steins, is charged with first-degree murder. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Election officials are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be taken off the ballot. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law the only way off the ballot is to die. The case is currently in the Second District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants the liberal-majority state Supreme Court to take the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Okay, not in our area, but you've got to hear this story. A 12-year-old boy saved his dad as a bear was attacking him. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, that's in Burnett County. They were hunting, and they had shot the bear from a tree stand. Totally legal, according to the DNR. They waited and got down to track it. The bear spotted Ryan and charged him from about 6 feet away. Seeing this, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear while it was mauling his dad, saving his life. Just an amazing story. Five teens were caught in a stolen car after speeding away from police. That's after the owners say they saw the teens driving their car and just couldn't stop them in time. This happened around 3 a.m. yesterday morning off Highway 51. Madison police say they tried to drive away after seeing the cops behind them, but these kids all ended up in a ditch. Fleeing on foot didn't work either. The five arrested were 13 to 14-year-olds, 16 and 17. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, it's taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day. And coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab. And, you know, he's out there today and just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 3 games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72. 73 on Tuesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I just want to say, for all of you watching who are still on the fence, you're in the middle, you're independent as I am, or whether you're just still don't know what you're gonna do, this is the moment for all decent people, all caring people who want the best for yourself and you want the best for other people. This is the moment for people who are tired of all of the bickering and all of the name calling, people who are exhausted by the craziness and the made up stories and the conspiracies. This is the moment. You want to get on with your life because you know that we can do better and that we deserve better.
Thank you, Oprah, and you get a democracy, and you get a democracy. That was fantastic. We have some more crunchy audio goodness from that. Do we need any other evidence that God is a sexy liberal? Oprah's on our side. Rocky Mountain Mike is doing panel in Durham tomorrow. And we have Mark Robinson. Do we have a Rocky Mountain Mike, Mark Robinson?
We do.
I think we do.
And here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Jesus knows what you do with your bone. And your bone. Trump is not pleased, Mr. Robinson. Ketchup on his walls will start to spray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Come on. Come on. You know how I know God is a sexy liberal?
I just want to say.
It's because he made John Fugelsang. That's the other way. I know that.
A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
Good morning, John Fugelsang.
Good morning, Mooks. Happy North Carolina Eve. And can I just say how proud I am of me for all those hundreds of hours I spent angrily debating politics with Mark Robinson on that porn site. Let me tell you, every time I logged in back in the day, I would have the most vicious... I pushed back against this guy in the many hundreds of hours I spent on that site, enjoying tranny porn myself. So I am just so vindicated by everything. Can you believe? He's a trans hater who watches trans porn. He's a black man who hates black people. He claims to be a Jesus follower, but he hates Jews. And he's pro-life. But he has abortions. We have found the most Republican that has ever lived. He's picked at zero.
I mean, come on. We haven't been to Durham since 2011. This is, do we need any more sign that God is a sexy liberal that this Mark Robinson story breaks today? I mean and he had till midnight last night to drop out, and now they have to carry him to term. And it's fantastic. Yes, John.
I want him on that wall. I need him on that wall. Democrats, this is why we should have fought to keep George Santos. Wise up. Keep these guys there. He's perfect, just as he is.
You know, by the way, I loved your tweet to Oprah's point that we just played from last night. You said, I talk about a lot about WTF fatigue in the age of comb over Caligula. It's the never ending fire hose of WTFs designed to distract and fry our outrage circuits. In 1 5-day period, one, worst debate performance by a POTUS in history, doubling down on racist headline grabbing lies about Haitian and migrants eating pets, 48-hour Laura Loomer psychodrama distraction, petulant, unmanly post about Taylor Swift, and a assassination attempt that actually wasn't. So if the worst debate performance ever less than a week ago is already five WTFs ago. Mainstream media has almost stopped covering it, and that debate was a distraction from the horrendous Arlington story, now completely and successfully forgotten. I mean, talk about, like, exhaustion. Oh, my God, yeah. Just a morning's news cycle includes all that.
That's how it is. We're all wiped out emotionally from this man. I coined WTF fatigue back in 2018, and I've started talking about it again now because the fire hose has been turned back on. Look, Donald Trump's not good at many things, Stephanie. He's not good at being a businessman, not good at bottled water companies, board game companies. He couldn't run a casino in Atlantic City. Not good at being a husband. Not good at being a dad. Not good at being a president. But he's great at flooding the zone with crap. He's great at controlling a media narrative. So you got to look at the fact that this assassination, and the media is still calling it, what did they call not an assassination, an apparent assassination attempt.
Yeah.
What's wrong with wannabe? You know, when he never shoots off his gun, and he never even has Donald Trump in his sights, and he's never anywhere near Donald Trump, where's the apparent part? It's a wannabe, but Steph, even that's been forgotten. The guy, it was on Sunday.
Yeah.
The media's forgotten it by now.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying, and on cue, there's another Matt Gaetz, you know, sex scandal leak. It's just, and it's like you've always pointed out, it's the hypocrisy of this party that for so long has claimed to own family values and God and Christianity, and oh my God, right?
Repeatedly, you read the damn Bible, Jesus doesn't get mad at sinners. He forgives sinners. He says, I came for sinners. He doesn't get hung up about people's sexuality or what they do with their hookups. He gets mad at hypocrites. Conservative religious bosses who preach the letter of the law but have no love for actual people who are struggling. I mean, these people are so outrageously anti-Jesus. You don't need to believe in Jesus to call out their flock fleecing Pharisee blasphemy.
Can I just say, Jody and I were talking, we'll play it for you. I don't know if you happen to catch it, but oh my God, this Oprah town hall with Kamala last night, but the family of the gal that died in Georgia, leaving a 6-year-old son and had to suffer for 20 hours. All she needed was a DNC. She drove to, North Carolina. You know, it didn't, the fetus didn't clear, properly. And anyway,
happened so many times. Yeah. It's going to keep happening.
Yep.
And we were talking about Lawrence O'Donnell choked up the other day. He said his mother had to have a DNC when he was 6. And he was trying to imagine them telling him, his mother died, on a medical procedure that, how many millions and millions of people have had and needed. But this moment, give me, the mom and the two sisters were there. 19. If you could watch this and not cry. So this is Oprah, 19, Oprah.
Amber's mother, Shanette, and older sisters, CJ and Andrika, are here. And they wanted to be here tonight. To speak out for the first time. Ms. Shanette, what do you want us to know about Amber's story?
Initially, I did not want the public to know my pain. I wanted to go through in silence, but I realized that it was selfish. I want y'all to know Amber was not a statistic.
Yeah, I mean, she was a person with a family that loved her and a little 6-year-old. The last thing she said was, please take care of my son. As she's going into,
a simple, what should have been a simple medical procedure that she got 20 hours ago. But you just said, but John, the Bible, Judaism, and Jesus never ban abortion. Two generations of Christians have been groomed to prioritize something Jesus never mentioned over all he actually commanded. This is why the opposite of everything Jesus taught was elected president by evangelicals in 2016. I think you were responding to someone who was bashing Steph Curry, who said we need to be in a position where women have the right to choose. And she says celebrity Christian Stephen Curry. Wow, what is Trump if Steph Curry is a celebrity Christian, right, on why he's endorsing Kamala Harris? Curry is supposedly attends a solid church. If it's true, his pastors and elders need to call him to repentance. Oh, my God, John.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is it, right? In the 70s, the right-wing Christianity was still trying to keep segregation alive. This is the real story here, and I wrote a book about it. In the 70s, Falwell, Pat Robertson, their number one goal was tax-exempt status for universities and colleges that practiced racial segregation. They were keeping it alive because they were all segregationists, and it wasn't working. They weren't raising funds. It wasn't catching on. Jerry Falwell never mentioned abortion in a speech until 5 years after Roe v. Wade, Steffi.
Yeah.
The most controversial thing about Roe v. Wade was how it was not controversial at all when it was decided. But since then, it worked, and two generations of Christians have been groomed to throw out everything Jesus ever said.
Yeah.
I mean, they vote for Donald Trump, who promised to turn away war refugees and bring back torture, and they reject everything Jesus talked about over one thing Jesus never talked about. Look it up, Christians. Matthew 25, mm-hmm. the judgment of nations. Jesus gives his criteria for who's going to heaven and who's going to hell, individuals and nations.
Yeah.
And it's not about your sex life. It's not about how much money you give to a church or how loudly you scream at women outside clinics. Jesus has four criteria. Individuals and nations, take care of the poor. Take care of the sick. Welcome the stranger and are kind to people in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four criteria. He says, however you don't treat the lowest is how you treat me. That little boy is going to go to sleep without his mother every night for the rest of his life. Because people who have never read the Bible have pretended they know what's in there, and they've used it to mutilate women over something the Bible never condemns.
Listen to the future president, to Kamala Harris's response to this last night.
This story is a story that is sadly not the only story of what has been happening since these bans have taken place. And, you know... just to step back in terms of how we got here, the former president chose three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would overdo the protections of Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And they did as he intended, and in state after state, including yours, these abortion bans have been passed that criminalize health care providers. In a couple of states, prison for life, Oprah. Prison for life in a couple of states for a doctor or a nurse who provides health care.
Yeah. John, just one last one on Twitter with you, how they make up their own rules. Someone named Josh said, it's okay to use deception in the service of defeating the left. It's not sinning in order to do good. It's being righteously shrewd in order to do good. It's okay to enjoy it, lighten up. And you just said, I've never read a purer distillation of the MAGA Christianity than thou shalt bear false witness. I mean, we've talked about Trump's entire campaign this time as lies, all of it.
All lies, and it's all lies. And don't put up with it, man. I had a caller last night. And I'm done with it on the SiriusXM show. I'm saying to them, when did Kamala Harris ever meet with Vladimir Putin? Donald Trump keeps spreading that lie that she met with him before he invaded and he threw her out. When have schools?
We all know she was busy doing transgender surgery on illegal aliens in prison then and could not make the Putin meeting.
Schools are giving transgender surgery to children without their parents' consent. I mean, crazy lies. And the media needs to call them lies. And every one of these Republicans needs to answer for why we're still getting these Haitian refugee lies weeks after they've been debunked. Mm-hmm. Steffi, this guy began his career as a Republican, Trump did, with a racist lie about the first black president. And he's ending his career as a Republican with racist lies about legal money.
Jody, how do you come for John Fugelsang on social media?
You don't.
That's right. Outlaw voter said, Trump has always been pro-union. You just can't stand that pesky little fact because you're a rabid, low IQ liberal with major TDS. And yeah. You said Trump is a scab who's hired undocumented immigrants to avoid paying U.S. workers a living wage in two different centuries. Thank you.
And can we just say about the Teamsters? My God, they endorsed Joe Biden. They supported Joe Biden's policies. Mm-hmm. The most pro-union presidency of my lifetime, of the last 75 years. Joe Biden walked the picket line with them. Yep. And in 2022, when their pensions were saved with $36 billion, and every Republican voted against it, it was Vice President Kamala Harris who cast the tie-breaking vote to guarantee that those bastards would get their pensions. Now, a lot of Teamsters are embarrassed by this.
Yes. And a lot of them are, separately
California,
states are endorsing. And we had a Teamster call yesterday, John, who said that all of them knew that survey was bull, where they can go, more support Trump anyway.
But look at it. They endorse Biden's policies and his agenda, but as soon as it's a brown woman with the same agenda, they flip over to the racist. Remember, Kamala Harris has every union in America. She didn't need this. Donald Trump needed it a lot more than she did, and he didn't get it.
More importantly, John Fugelsang threads, when I die, I'm going to tell St. Peter I was blocked on Twitter by Jerry Falwell Jr., Sebastian Gorka, Scott Baio, Rudy Giuliani, and Sean Hannity, just to see if he offers me an express lane. There will be an express lane in heaven for you, John Fugelsang. This I know.
If we're quoting threads now, the times they are a-changing. Wow, look at that.
All right, I will see you in Durham tomorrow night, 2011, the last time we were there. This is
last time. It was the third show we ever did on this tour was in Durham back in 2011. I'm so excited to go back.
All right, see you tomorrow night. SexyNipple.com. We love you, John Fugelsang. There he goes.
Off that plane. Peace.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. See, their simple is right in the title, meaning... Don't forget to turn it on, moron. I forgot to turn it on, Sean. So I had to break in because I didn't. I went to bed. You know what it is? It's pride. Pride goeth before the fall, Jody. I was like, I don't want to admit I'm going to bed this early. I'm not really going to bed now. I'm just watching a movie. Then what happened?
Yeah.
Achy breaky break in. Yeah. Okay, listen, it's a door. You got your door sensors, your window sensors. You're all set up. You've got fast protect monitoring and live guard protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. That is a unique feature. Not every company has that, you know. You won't be locked into a long term contract. You can cancel any time. It's so affordable, less than $1 a day. Trust me, I looked into it. That is a lot less than a lot of these companies. And they have been named best home security system by U.S. News and World Report 5 years running, and best customer service in home security according to Newsweek. That's important.
Yep.
Because when I was telling you earlier, video camera company, sucky customer service. So I'm just saying this is important. Protect your home 50% off with a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, as the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set, made from premium viscose from bamboo. These sheets are unbelievably soft and get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. all.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, Svetlana and Lev Parnas from the new documentary From Russia with Lev, produced by someone named Rachel Maddow, debuts on MSNBC tonight. Extraordinary scene in there of him apologizing to Hunter Biden. It's amazing. Sean says, I just bought my sexy liberal ticket, Phoenix. That's next Saturday. We got Durham, North Carolina tomorrow night and Phoenix next Saturday. Traveling from British Columbia, which is a town of 100,000 people on Vancouver Island.
Wow.
28 miles from Vancouver by boat. Hey, listen, this is commitment. So excited. I've been listening to you guys for the past 5 years every day. Tell all my friends they should tune in. You have all made politics fun versus the daily dread of the MAGA movement. See you soon. See you in, Phoenix, Sean, with AG from Mueller. She wrote, we're always working on other last-minute surprises. And then we've got Kansas City, October 12th, working on stuff for that. Jess Piper is going to be there, who's a fantastic activist, director of Blue Missouri. Okay, let's go to Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
You know the old saying, I'm sure you've heard black people say often that black people have to go, you know, be twice as good to get half as much attention, have as much rewards.
Yes.
And that goes for Mr. Robinson.
Robinson.
I didn't think he could bypass Trump and other white individuals for being the worst human being possible. And as always, it's not about how or what excites them or how you like to get down. It's the hypocrisy, of course. Mm-hmm. And in addition to being such an Oreo, he's a complete package. So he's indeed succeeded being twice as worse as any man.
Yeah, it's hard to. I'm out here in Hollywood, and you couldn't really write somebody that awful, could
right.
you? And as a character, wouldn't that in Hollywood people they go?
It's too much.
No.
Yes,
too much. Yeah, dial that back. That's ridiculous.
Just Chanel.
Black
take
Nazi?
One thing off.
No, no,
take
that
one
far
thing
no.
Off. Like Chanel. Take
I mean,
one
and
thing
we've greenlit Hogan's Heroes. Black Nazi would not fly. Okay, Lev Parnas next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Biden administration has touted its efforts to reduce prescription drug costs for Medicare enrollees, including price negotiations with drug makers. There's been chatter among Republicans about rolling back those provisions. The latest polling data from AARP shows tinkering with those moves would not sit well with voters here in the Badger State. Pollster Bob Ward from research firm Fabrizio Ward.
We asked this question back in July in Wisconsin and again here in this poll. And the choice between, you know, supporting a member of Congress who wants to continue negotiating lower drug prices, is it 79% versus support for the member who wants to end negotiating for lower drug prices, 8%?
The balance of power in the U.S. Senate is also being closely watched this election. In the AARP Wisconsin poll, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin holds a 3-point lead over Republican challenger Eric Hovde among all likely voters. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. A celebration of one of Madison's most unique neighborhoods is this weekend. It's the Willie Street Fair. There's tons of live music, even kids karaoke, and on Sunday there's a parade. The Willie Street Fair begins tomorrow at 2. On Sunday it starts at 11 a.m. This is the 47th year of the event. And the Black on State Block Party is this weekend, too, that celebrates Madison's Black culture, businesses, and creativity. That's Sunday from noon to 6 on State Street. For September, we've got a hot weekend ahead for these events. Sunday, there are some rain chances, too, so you'll want to check the forecast. And this weekend is your last chance to check out an art show that the creators themselves call Unhinged. Remember Furbies from the 90s and early aughts? I remember mine. I had a pink and green one. They're small, they have plastic eyes, they're furry, and they're kind of creepy. Well, there's a show called Friday the Furbteenth. It explores themes of back to school, 90s nostalgia, all through Furbies. The show is at the Commonwealth Gallery on South Baldwin Street. Sunday is its last day. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72. 73 on Tuesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hello.
President Harris.
Oh. Yeah.
From my mouth to God's ear. And hello, Oprah.
Yeah, that was Meryl Streep, just as an afterthought. Oh, hi, Oprah. Tracy, I want to talk to the president.
Tracy Ellis did the same thing. She's talking to the vice president. She goes, hi, Oprah.
I was the first one to say that. I went to a fundraiser for her. I was the only one in 2020, and I got to ask a question, and I said, Madam President, and she did laugh that big laugh. I was first. Okay, listen, the only Meryl Streep movie star, the only movie anyone cares about tonight is From Russia with Lev. Mm-hmm. It is produced by Rachel Maddow, debuting tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC. Svetlana and Lev join us now. Good morning, Lev.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for having us.
And good morning, Svetlana.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited about this film, Lev. I know, you know, we've seen clips of it on MSNBC, but let me just say, it follows the larger-than-life journey of Lev Parnas, who is at the helm of the outrageous scheme to dredge up false allegations against then-candidate Joe Biden that ultimately landed you in prison. So it is From Russia with Lev. I have to skip right to this extraordinary scene with you and Hunter Biden. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, that's something that you really have to watch to really understand and feel. But when my journey of getting out the truth started, one of the main things that I wanted to do from the very beginning is to make sure that I do right. And one of the right things was is to clear Hunter Biden's name. And part of it was to apologize to him for starting all of these problems that we have caused in his life, because at the end of the day, he had nothing to do with any of the politics. He was just a son of a president.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Lev, do we have you?
A drug problem that we used to basically manipulate and to be able to target the president by using his son's addiction and problems. And so for me, as a father and as a son, when I came out of the cult and started realizing the damage that we caused, it became a mission in life to be able to apologize to him. And when I got that opportunity, and I won't go too deep into it because you need to watch the movie, but I was blessed that Hunter accepted it.
I have to say, that's obviously part of addiction, right? What am I thinking? Jody, what's the word I'm missing? You know, making amends
yes.
to people. And so I felt like he understood that and was very gracious in his forgiveness. How did you receive it?
Well, I think that's the most powerful part, and I think what people need to watch is, you know, Hunter's words of exactly why he did it and why he did it. I mean, because we haven't heard Hunter since, you know, he's been arrested, since he's been indicted, since he's had all of these problems. So there's a big perception of who Hunter Biden is. I think the powerful words that Hunter speaks in this documentary, I think, is a message that is more important than ever, because it shows unity. If he could forgive a person like me that basically caused all the problems in his life and destroyed everything that he was doing, and if he could forgive and move on and reconcile, I think it's a message that the world, our country especially, and the elections, the most important elections that we've had in the history of the United States in 2024, to be able to understand that we could unite, we could come together and be the great America that we once were.
You know, it's so important what you're saying, Lev, I think, because it touches on humanity, and I hope more people find their humanity, that because there's not a person listening right now that hasn't been touched by addiction, either themselves or someone they love. And so the human part of this story, Svetlana, were you, you know, what was your, talk about your role in this and how you felt about everything that Lev was doing and then what happened to him?
Do you mean the role that Lev played in all of this? How I feel
well,
about that?
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, what he just said, this whole human role. I mean, obviously, your husband went to prison for what he did. I mean, this obviously had to have been...
It was difficult to see Lev kind of transform into someone that I've never seen him be before. And it was slow until it wasn't. And by the time it was over, the wreckage and the havoc that was caused by this, you know, whole shadow diplomacy that Trump and Rudy Giuliani, you know, set out and it, you know, got Lev to execute for them. You know, it's been hard to reconcile with his mistakes in a sense. However, I think Lev has done such a tremendous job of putting in hard work every day, whether it's through his program or whether it's just through his own personal reflections. He's made amends to his family. He's made amends to other people that he felt he should have, including Maria Yovanovitch. And Hunter Biden, obviously at the center of all of this, and his family was affected greatly and is still feeling effects of it. For Lev to be able to not only get this opportunity, but be involved in making it happen, I think is just incredible. And I think that Hunter Biden's name should become clearer after this documentary. And I think it's so important, like Lev said, that we prevail with unity.
Yes.
We can move forward as a country. We can come together. And this is the time to do it. The time is now.
Yeah. And Lev, you know, it strikes me with, you know, Trump talking endlessly about the politicization of the Justice Department. That's exactly what happened to Hunter, right? I mean, this clip that we're seeing, he looks at you and says, wait a minute, they got my bank records. I mean, absolutely, Trump weaponized the DOJ against his enemies, didn't he?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Attorney General Bill Barr was the main person involved in all of this. He was Trump's right hand. He executed all of this on behalf of the DOJ for Donald Trump. And one thing you said, I mean, extraordinarily right, Stephanie, is that what we see with Hunter Biden, they didn't go after Hunter Biden for taxes or a gun charge. They went after Hunter Biden for FARA, they went after Hunter Biden for, you know, wire fraud, for, you know, meddling in election, all kinds of different things. Just like they went after me for, espionage. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up charging me with election fraud. It's the same routine. They need to dirty your name, and that was Bill Barr's whole MO, was to go out there and dirty Hunter Biden to such a degree, when they knew that they didn't have the evidence to prove it, because the evidence that they were using was made up stuff that I was giving them, and they knew that. And that's why they needed to silence me to be able to continue using Russian disinformation. To the fact that, I mean, just think about it, they used Russian disinformation to try to impeach a sitting U.S. president.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how crazy it is. And that's why it's so important that this story gets out. And that's why I'm blessed for Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, and Billy Corbin to be able to get the story out at such a crucial time in our country's history.
Yeah, speaking of which, Lev, I mean, first of all, Trump is and has always been an unbelievable liar. He, of course, said he had no idea who you are or what you were doing, which, as we know, is a lie. But I just have to get your take on, is it just yesterday he said, called on Israel to defeat Kamala Harris? I mean, is this not the new Russia, if you're listening? You know, like, let's see Hillary's emails, which Russia did immediately. I mean, this must be incredible to you in sort of a flash, a PTSD, like a flashback, right, to 2020, what's happening now, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And that's why, again, I hate to repeat myself, but that's why it's so important to watch him, because what he did in 2016 to 2020 is exactly what he's doing right now. He's running for president again, and just, you have to think about it. Back then, he had some sort of barriers. There were people still in the administration that were trying to get a hold of him and were trying to do things. Now there's nobody there. If Donald Trump gets anywhere near the office, it's not only him, but the people he brings into there. You're talking about the Kash Patels, the General Flynn. These are the people that are going to be your attorney generals and your officials in the office. So that's why it's crucial to understand, to watch the movie, because it's not just Donald Trump. It's a lot of people in the GOP that have been complicit and were part of this whole conspiracy doing it.
Yeah. Gosh, I know. Lev, do you, I mean, is because you mentioned Giuliani earlier. That's how this obviously started. You were a former associate. Is he ever going to see justice, you know, for his role in all this? It's extraordinary to me
that
he's
Giuliani's
got,
and Trump's days are numbered. I think Giuliani is going to, his legacy is going to end up with going to prison for RICO, the law that he put away a lot of people, and he's going to go down under that same law in Georgia and Arizona. I think that's going to be the demise of Rudy Giuliani in a prison cell.
Were you, you know, it's so funny to those of us that are Rachel Maddow fans for so long, all these latest, you know, charges in Russia and RT and Russia interfering in the 2024 election. It just feels like, oh, don't we know that already? Haven't we heard this story before? But, you know, I think the good news is because of people like you speaking out, Love, America's more hip to this Russian disinformation. So when Putin says, oh, I want Kamala to win, we're like, oh, please. You know, we know you want the guy that's going to give you Ukraine, right? Do you feel like America is?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like America is a little more inured to this now?
Well, you got to understand something. A lot of people don't even realize the crazy part. Just think about what he does on the world platform. Mm-hmm. He has Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary, who is Putin's best friend, and speaks to him before he visits Trump. He goes to Mar-a-Lago. He visits Trump, comes out of Mar-a-Lago, and then makes a statement saying that Putin is scared of Trump and wants him to be president because he'll fix everything. And this is what Trump rallies on. He doesn't talk about any of our world leaders that, you know, we are aligning with. The only people he talks about is Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, or, Xi, just world dictators. That's who he aligns himself with. He doesn't have any other friends. He wants to be a dictator, and that's why it's so important to watch the movie to really understand who Donald Trump is, because I don't make any bones. I mean, I did my mistakes, but just think about it. If I was able to, an immigrant, a kid that grew up on the streets of Brooklyn, never graduated college, to be able to be the right hand to the most powerful man in the world and be sent out there without no qualification whatsoever to do shadow diplomacy, think about what he would do if he gets into office in 2024, and think about the people that will be running around and running our country. And that's the scary part, and that's why it's so important for everybody to watch this.
Yep. That's weird. I thought that you were just a coffee boy. He says he doesn't know you, but okay.
Well, that's what I hope. I hope the media finally, you know, he's one of Donald Trump's tactics with me was because he knew I'm the only one that had the receipts. I'm the only person that in his inner circle that came out with the receipts. He's never responded to me. They use the tactic of ignore and change the media cycle. So I hope with the movie, I hope all the journalists and media out there put his feet to the fire and really understand, is he really senile? Is he getting old? Or he really, you know, lying that he doesn't know me? What's the reason he's ignoring me?
Yeah, and all of it's bad, either one. The movie is From Russia with Lev, which is debuting tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC. Of course, executive produced by Rachel Maddow. Svetlana and Lev, thanks so much for taking time for us. I was so excited to get to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. And we hope everybody watches tonight.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Stephanie, thank you for having us. And after everybody watches, we'd love to come back on and answer some questions because I'm sure you'll have a lot of them.
I would love that. All
yes,
right, booked.
Absolutely.
I booked. All right, I have it on tape. Thank you.
All right.
You can't deny it now. All right. See
you.
There he goes. Lev Parnas. Fantastic. 46 minutes. We're taking him up on that.
Yes, we are.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Why must I be a walking disaster area and unsolicited testimonial, Sean, for all of my products? You'd think I do it on purpose. Like, I screw up so that I can be a cautionary tale for others. It's how I'm a liberal helper.
Yes.
I give and I give.
Yes.
I go to bed super early. I forgot to turn my Simply Safe system on. I had a break-in. There. That's the end of the story. Thank God everything was fine, but I don't risk it. Simply Safe, I'm telling you. Fast Protect monitoring. They have Live Guard protection. They have features that no other security company does. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You're never locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing transparent and affordable, less than $1 a day with no hidden fees ever. Sean, I have previously speculated, not only are these other companies expensive, but I think they may be behind break-ins so that you get their thing too. Don't fall for it. Simply Safe has been named the best home security system by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. That ain't no fluke. That ain't no party. That ain't no disco. Okay. Protect your home. 50% off right now a new Simply Safe system. Plus, you get a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
This is crazy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
School's back in session, and that means our young people are in crosswalks, around school zones, and bus stops. Be especially alert, and be sure to minimize distractions that take your eyes off the road, even for a second. Our kids are too important. Brought to you by Castlecade Arcade. Book your next birthday, graduation, or special event at their Castlecade Madison locations inside East and West Town Mall. For more arcade information, visit Castlecade Arcade online at castle-cade.com.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I am somehow a woman. Sort of. What does this mean?
I don't know.
Every day now is an episode of WTF Donnie, isn't it? Here he is. Okay.
And they put her in, and she's somehow a woman. Mm-hmm. Somehow she's doing better than he did.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it can last.
I don't understand.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Right. George Conway tweeted, she can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes. In a debate, she'll refute all your casual lies. She can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool. You'll lose the election, then go to jail. The most you can do is throw shadows at her, but she's somehow a woman to you. Don't be intimidated, Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh, George Conway, he's a poet and we didn't know it. We'll ask him next time he's on to do a new poem for us. Yeah, he's just weird. He's just weird. I don't. What does that even mean?
Yeah, it made no sense.
And it is going to last. John Pavlovitz says, I don't think any polls reflect the young people of this nation who are going to show up in numbers we have never seen before. It is going to be glorious. I agree. Black Knight, our friend, our buddy, our pal, said, if Diddy can't get out on bail for sex trafficking at parties, can someone explain how Trump is out on bail for trying to overthrow the government? Thank you. We were just talking to Glenn Kirshner about this, that I hope after electoral defeat, just karma and justice come all at once. That's something that sounded dirty from a Mark Robinson porn site, but I meant come together, like, you know, in a karmic and justice way.
Stephanie Louise.
Not in front of the baby. Sean is here.
Stephanie.
Okay, John Cooper said, breaking after their national union declined to bank an endorsement, a growing number of Teamsters councils in critical swing states have endorsed Kamala Harris in Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and now Western Pennsylvania. This list will likely grow over the coming days. Thank
California
you.
California and New York as well.
Our UPS driver tipped us off yesterday. Yeah. They said, we all knew this survey was bull the way they asked it. So we tried to go, oh, we'll more, you know, support Trump, so we're not going to endorse anybody. Cowards. D.L. Hughley said, one thing's for sure, if pets were missing, there would be reward posters everywhere. Yep. America searches for missing pets way harder than missing black women. Ooh.
That's true.
Truth bombs from D.L. Hughley. Let me do that again. So, Michael in North Carolina, where we'll come in. I'm coming today. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mama.
Hi. Go ahead.
Town hall was fun, but boy, am I looking forward to what Frangela has to say about Mark Robinson tomorrow night.
Me too. Me too. All right, we see you there. All right, sexyliberal.com. I think that was just a hey. Hey, a big hug for you. Big hug, meet and greet. So, Kevin the Hilarious Gay in Chicago in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi.
Mama, I'm still trying to recover from Rude Pundit talking about Trump resting his fat belly on top of Laura Loomer's head.
Yeah, I said.
When he said that, I was like, oh, my God. But, speaking of Trump being a fatty, fatty 2x4, you had asked previously.
I'm sorry, what?
If J.D. Vance wears a I'm with stupid t-shirt when standing next to Trump, and I have your answer. He does wear a t-shirt with an arrow pointing at Trump, but it does not say I'm with stupid. It says more cushion for the push.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you, Hilarious Gay, with your usual hilarity. Thank you for that. All right. When I tell you my long-term ex used to say my only barometer of a good movie is Julia Roberts in it. So now Julia Roberts is in the house for Kamala Harris. Here she was last night.
This has become such a global representation of our country and what we stand for. And I get to travel internationally a lot. Mm-hmm. And I want people to say, oh, you're American? And not, oh, huh. How's it going over there? You know?
Yes.
So I want to get back to that.
She's so pretty and shiny. I love her so much. La, 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 la. Okay, here she is again.
I am a mother of two kids. This is their first chance to vote in an election. And I couldn't be more excited for them to have the legacy to say that their first vote they ever cast for president was for you. I have just chills saying that out loud.
Aw, that's fantastic. Okay, also, does anyone else feel incredibly old? Julia Roberts has children of voting age now?
She's my age. Actually, she's younger than I am. Her birthday's in November. She's about 10 months younger.
Pretty woman has.
Yeah.
Voting age kids. Okay.
Well, she's, you know, she's older than you are.
Right. Okay. My birthday's coming up next weekend, Sean, and I will be
43.
Correct. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Katrina Schaffner, who's going to beat Andy Biggs in Arizona.
Yep.
Coming up next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will have an update from Todd Elliott on the status of the Racing Sausage Lego set. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump is off the campaign trail.